Why can a mongo be well on meat, blood and milk, and you can't? Some ethnicities live on a very limited variety of foods, a diet that doesn't sound healthy. Yet they are healthy, vibrant, smart, and vigorous. Why can't you? What would happen to you if you suddenly decided to eat like the Mongols in the 12th, 14th century, some 800 years ago? I am going to entertain you with my tale of no health. I used to buy every expensive vitamin and supplement, and yet I wasn't well. Ever. I really haven't been well since high school. All the supplement, superfoods, this and that did not make me well. Nowadays I muscle test supplements before I take them, and most days I take in none, and occasionally I need one. My kitchen counter has about 100 bottles of the unneeded stuff. What happened? Okay, if your IQ is not at least at or above average, stop reading here. You won't understand. I don't mean to be mean, I don't mean to be rude, but your comprehension is limited, and what I am going to teach here is science. Your body is born with everything it needs to be whole and complete. Only thereafter it turns into a body that lacks this and lacks that. The reason is, you, or your mother when you were a child, fed you stuff that for the body to be well, it had to use up its enzyme, mineral, and vitamin reserves. For example, as a preemie, with my mother's milk dried up, I was fed formula, cow's milk, sugar, and oils. All of which depleted my little body of all the above. And I developed into a fragile child and a sickly adult. And this, being fed food and food-like stuff depleting your inner storehouse of minerals, enzymes, and vitamins continues to this very day for all of us living in the civilized world. Human, Homo sapiens is not good at understanding, it is arrogant and hasty, jumpy, impulsive, opinionated, and very ignorant, and curious, and short-sighted. If it tastes good it must be good for you. Some religions create dietary norms, call them laws, to override human stupidity. Christianity says, anything is food for you, because God created it for that. Bah! B.S. I think in Christianity the only thing to eat is a no-no as your fellow human. Judaism prohibits mixing certain foods. Food combining. Other foods are prohibited. Centuries later RBTI creator attempted to figure out why they are prohibited, and he came up with the idea that they burn too hot and that's why. I don't know, and honestly I don't really care, because it seems that some people's body can take it as food, while others can't. The human body is adaptable. One of those prohibited foods is pork. Another is seafood. Okinawan, a blue zone with very high life expectancy, eat both seafood and pork. Not like you. In small quantities. I mean really small quantities. I sometimes eat pork too. My body says, pork. About 10 times a year. So none of the religions are right. You need to do what your body tells you to eat. But the worst thing that has happened to humanity is the idea that one size fits all. That codifying what is good for you and what is bad for you is good for humanity. People write to me and ask these questions, wanting to glean a rule system that will keep them out of harm's way. But, between you and me and Source, life favors the flexible, and kills the rigid. Rules are rigidity manifested. You, looking for rules is a testament that you don't trust life, that you don't trust your inner authority to guide you. One of the reasons, for example, the Human Design Institute, Ra, what's this name, has been so successful, because they cater to this give me the rules I don't have to be responsible for my actions, for my life crowd. You may argue that I cater to the same crowd, and you might be right in that regard. But I don't make up rules. Even the only thing we measure from your date of birth, your soul correction is not a hard and fast rule. So although my clientele overlaps, what I give people is what they could know if they paid attention. You don't pay attention. And even when I ask you to pay attention, your ability to direct your attention, to ignore irrelevant feelings, irrelevant voices in your head, you really can't or won't. You could. Homo sapiens lives out of the mind. What is the mind? It is easier to say where it isn't, what it isn't. The more apt metaphor has been by Plato, it is like a cave without a view of reality. Inner reality and outer reality. The mind has no access to reality. Not to facts outside of you, not to facts inside of you. Facts like feelings. The mind is a meaning-making machine, and replaces the signals with the meaning, so it is removed from what it made a meaning of. and it honors that meaning as my reality. As my students who fail say, fail to interact with reality, and therefore they fail in my programs. There can be no thinking inside the mind, only thinking about, rearranging, rehashing, justifying, speculating, but no real thinking. Most people cannot even hold two thoughts in their mind at the same time. Linear is not thinking. One at a time is not thinking. It is passive. Real thinking is hard work, harder than boxing in the boxing ring, and you can sustain it only after a lot of training. I have 64 years of training. I started at age 9, and even I have to jump up and do something else about 10 times even during writing an article like this. Or I'll collapse of tiredness. When I have a group coaching call, like the Growth Workshop, I am completely drained after that, because holding the threads of 7 participants for 2 hours is superhuman. Why am I talking about this in this article about health? Because unless you learn to interface with reality, unless you can hold at least 2 thoughts/feelings present in your head, unless you learn to separate the relevant from the irrelevant, unless you can tell if you are in your mind or outside of it, there is no hope for you to be a fully functioning adult. You'll always be at the mercy of someone who will either help you or dupe you. And because most people I have tested are clueless themselves, your chances to meet someone who will help you are between 0 and none. Wanting to help doesn't mean they can. That includes everyone. Really. The only real knowledge is what you didn't learn from a book, from a video, or from another, but the knowledge that you distilled, accurately, through your experience and thinking. Truth repeated is a lie, because it is only truth when you experienced it. But to experience you need to do some work. Paying attention is work. Directing your attention is work. Ignoring the irrelevant is work. Understanding clearly is work. Making something yours is work. The simplest to learn is separating the relevant from the irrelevant. I teach this in the Amish Horse Training Method, and in the Feelings course. Of course I teach it also in the playground. There the job is to separate my reality from actual reality where nothing is ever wrong. In the driftwood where you learn to tell what you are looking at from what you are looking at, so you can change your view. All my workshops teach you some way to step out of the mind and see reality. No matter how you slice it, unless you are willing to do the work it requires to learn and make automatic a certain capacity, you won't become an adult. Here is an easy example to see. The hammer exercises where you train your brain to use both hemispheres simultaneously, where you train yourself to sustain a thought, where you expand your capacity not just in the length but in the number of thoughts your brain can hold. Most of my students stopped doing it after they thought it was enough. Humans' capacity for overestimating themselves is limitless. In the hammer exercise video we observe a dude, Michael Lavery, who after practicing and mastering the hammers for 20 years, is still expanding his capacity. He still needs his brain to work out for him to not drop the ball. Literally. It is bouncing a ball on a hammer or hammers. Lol. Okay, let's return to health and the price you pay for eating the way you do. For the digestion of certain combination of foods you need to deplete your entire storehouse of vitamins, minerals, and enzymes. You wildly jumping from one diet to the other wreaks havoc in your intestines. The bacteria that digests your food there suddenly dies off because it isn't given food. And new now needed bacteria cannot come from nothing. So, to fix that now, you make another wild turn. Or buy some supplement. Because you're ignorant. I was ignorant too. I am not insulting you, I am just telling you what you have been doing. Fixing, and adding stuff on. But the nature of life, life with capital L, is to work best with a set variety of foods, in a limited range of temperatures. If you wanted to be smart, vibrant, and energetic, healthy, you would be looking not what to add, but for what to shed, what to eliminate. What foods, drinks, supplements, additives, spices, ingredients and behaviors to exclude from your life. And when you have found most, you would be experiencing being younger, smarter, and better in every way. Here is one example, copper. Copper is one of the 90 essential nutrients. But unless you are eating lots of carbs, sweets, bread and pasta, you don't need to supplement copper. I haven't had to take copper for years now. Except 2 times when I ate, both times, a bag of green grapes, for you Europeans, about 1 kilo, in one sitting. It, indulging on sweet grapes, also depleted my magnesium and potassium stores. I know when one of these minerals are missing, because with copper missing, My left hand goes numb, potassium, my right calf cramps, magnesium, my left calf cramps. Is this the same sign language for everyone? I think so. Source says yes. So now I forego buying bags of grapes, and I don't need to supplement any of those minerals. Here is another example, omega-3 essential oil. Needed to smooth things, like joints, your brain, your thinking, your skin, your lips. About a year ago I got myself a nut butter machine, because then I was trying to find a substitute for milk in my tea. I used hemp, good but tasted bad. But then I used almonds, tasty, but left me with depleted omega-3. No energy, poor sleep, bad mood. Muscle weakness. Try peanut butter, homemade, same thing. Omega-3 all used up. Even if I muscle test a food list for you, you can abuse it, and most do. A food list, not thanks to my knowledge, has everything to keep you well, and eliminates everything that will upset your health, right now. At the moment when I muscle test. If and when you choose 4 to 5 items from that yes list, you won't get well. You'll be potentially severely missing nutrients the ignored list items have. Because you really don't care about anything else but being right, do you? One closing thought, more than half of the people who signed up to the Cell Hydration Challenge are unsuccessful. Why? Because the water energizing system, for it to work, needs you to be able to pay attention to more than just one thing. 1. The starting water needs to be energizable. 2. The flexible wall container needs to be clean when you start, and then cleaned maybe once or twice a year, not more. My containers are green from algae. Cleaning the containers almost always leaves residue of the cleaning agent, and renders the water not energizable. 3. The headphones need to be able to play the energizer audio 24/7, loud enough for the sound to vibrate the wall of the container. 4. The headphones position needs to be consistent, and at a part of the container where it is most flexible. 5. The water needs time to be taken to coherence. Depending on your environment, anything from 2 days to 10 days. You need to ask me to check it for you regularly, so you don't make up your mind and decide that it was enough time. Probably not. 6. Do it again. And drink the darn water. Don't mix it with anything, it will make it incoherent. Again. 6 items in your brain that drops anything the moment something else comes along. So what should you do so you can expand your capacity to hold a thought? I recommend the whole brain method, and specifically the hammer exercise. Every day, forever. Beneficial side effect, it can prevent dementia. But only if you do it. How to get access to the whole brain method? It is on my mobile app. Or if you are too independent, I think you can find enough on YouTube to start. Go to https://www.google.com/search. q=whole+brain+method+hammers. But if you want me to help you with that, sign up to my mobile app. Grow your brain's capacity, so you can do more with your life, in your life. Get access to my mobile app, and to the whole brain method. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/brain mobile. P.S. To learn more about the Mongols, watch this YouTube video. https://www.youtube.com/watch. V=ZAT32JI4.